T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
All right, 248-539-9797. Now, we stumbled across this story, and we thought, oh, that's a cute story. It's kind of sad and pathetic and idiotic. The USFL started this weekend, and I didn't watch any of the games. Shea Patterson apparently had a rough game, and our defending champion Panthers lost.
Do you know they were odds-on favorite to win it all?
They might yet still.
It was a rough game.
So, I didn't say, but a story came out of it about the former Michigan running back Devion Smith and what happened to him. Was it with the Maulers? He was trying to make the Maulers team?
Yeah, Pittsburgh Maulers.
Okay.
That's right.
And this unfolded on, and I wouldn't think it was a big deal to what this head coach did to him, to what I think is kind of humiliating, but how he cut him from the team. But now it has evolved today into a kerfuffle.
Like, we have more details, but
kerfuffle number two today.
Yes.
Literally, it was some sort of team meeting or whatever, and he came in and they were serving chicken salad, and he said,
didn't want it.
I don't like chicken salad. And then some guy came in with pizza. Can I have a slice of pizza? Nope. Is that going to be a problem? And Smith said, yeah. Now, that can be construed as not very courteous. Well, no, don't worry about it. But yeah, that's a problem. But that's too far to cut a person for that, isn't it?
Especially if he can help your football team. Now, I know nothing about the Pittsburgh Maulers, okay?
Yeah.
I have no idea if they're good, bad, if Davion Smith is good anymore. But now there's more.
Oh, boy.
So there's an official statement from the Pittsburgh Maulers.
Hmm.
Are you ready for this?
Mm-hmm.
It says, on the first episode of United by Football, the weekly USFL all-access docuseries on Fox, that was on Fox, Davion Smith was shown on camera being cut from our team by Coach Kirby Wilson. The show captures hundreds of hours of film with the intent of providing transparency to fans, but unfortunately, much of the context was left out in this moment. Mm. Smith had violated 3 team rules in a 24-hour span, and in this particular incident, disrespected a cafeteria worker, which was not captured on camera. Goes on to say, Smith has subsequently reached out directly to Coach Wilson to apologize and ask to be reinstated to the Maulers roster. Now, Davion Smith got wind of the statement and tweeted out 41 minutes ago, what rules did I break? Now you're lying on my name. 5 question marks. Say less.
Whoa! So what other 2 rules could he have violated? He asked for 2% milk instead of whole milk? He asked for a fork and not a spork to eat his chicken salad with that he didn't want to eat.
Yeah, maybe cherry pie instead of blueberry pie.
What
I don't know.
What the hell? Now, oh, great. All kidding aside, this is not a fake. This is like their version of Hard Knocks. And Devion Smith, who played at Michigan, a bit of a name at least, big, burly running back. And maybe they were already planning on cutting him, but they made such a show out of being, we're so tough and straight-laced that if you disrespect anyone, even a cafeteria worker. So let me ask you this, Jeff, because you disrespected cafeteria workers all the time.
But maybe there could be a quick option before you get to your question.
What?
Maybe they realize their league is totally going to fail, so this is all just BS publicity and not real.
That's entirely possible.
Yeah.
But I will say this.
Oh, you believe it?
No. I don't know what the other 2 things are, if there's 3 things, or if they're making that up.
Well, I know that you do not disrespect the Maulers. That's what I know. And
you
expect to be not cut.
You do not disrespect the kindly old cafeteria ladies. You do not do that ever. Is that considered disrespect when the person said, I don't know if it was a kindly old lady, but said, no, you can't have the pizza. We have chicken salad. Is that going to be a problem? And he said, yeah.
No, I don't think it's disrespectful.
Is that going to be a problem? I mean, isn't that the start of like a little bit of a confrontation? Is that going to be a problem?
I don't know. I don't like chicken salad myself.
I love chicken salad.
Just saying.
Wow. Okay, is that disrespectful? Is that just all for show? Does that make you more or less interested in the USFL?
Well, the league is horrendous.
It just started. Give it time.
It's so bad. It's awful. And by the way, found it very hard to even find the ability to bet on it.
Really? Well, that's the key.
But Woj, it did also get me thinking. Can I throw this in there too? What is the dumbest thing you've gotten fired for? Because Davion Smith essentially got whacked. He got fired for saying, now, I don't want chicken salad.
If this is some sort of ruse, they're taking it very far that he's now out there on Twitter calling them liars. So I don't think it's a ruse at all.
I don't know. Maybe they're paying him. Hey, Davion, we're going to cut you. But it's like wrestling. We're going to cut you. Just go on Twitter, fight this, and then we'll have this great reunion.
But they say it wasn't in context. But he said this was the reason. He didn't, unless they cut out like a little, he didn't say amongst other reasons. Said this was the reason.
Well, let me ask you
disrespected
this.
A cafeteria worker.
This statement by the Maulers, very respected organization that's been around for 2 minutes. This statement, they took hours and hours and hours of footage. So why did they not get the other issues on tape?
Well, because
let me ask you that.
Because Fox or whoever probably controls it, and they knew it would be more controversial that jokers like dummies in Detroit were debating, could you really get fired over not liking chicken salad? Which, by the way, that would be fireable offense for me because I love chicken salad.
Like, are we talking like a Greek salad with chicken in it?
No. Chicken salad with like the mayonnaise and the celery and crunchy.
Yeah, I don't like that.
Yeah.
I don't want that. I agree with Davion Smith.
I'm afraid this is going to veer in another ugly direction, Jeffrey, as these topics sometimes tend to do. Now,
happens, yes.
Yeah. Davion Smith, the former Michigan running back, cut by the Pittsburgh Maulers and their little whatever inside the USFL show behind the scenes. They showed the coach scolded him and said, remember when we said any act of disrespect towards anybody, you would be done. And you disrespected the cafeteria person. And all Davion Smith says he said was, they said, here's chicken salad. Is that going to be a problem? He said, yeah, I don't like chicken salad. He wanted a slice of pizza.
Yeah, but wasn't there anything else to eat? I feel like the USFL must have a very low budget. They're only providing chicken salad for the players?
Well, I have a feeling the pizza was for the players that actually made the team.
Oh.
And that was why.
I gotcha. The only thing I could think of, Woj, is Davion Smith turning down chicken salad. Just such a Harbaugh player.
Hey, now.
Such
what
a
does
Jim
that mean?
Harbaugh player.
No, see. Typical,
no.
This was not, repeat, not an opportunity for you jackasses out there to start ripping on chicken salad. Chicken salad is a tremendous
disgusting
dish, whether you eat it like an aside with a tuna salad too, or on a chicken salad sandwich. I will not stand for this blasphemy such as this. 248-539-9797. So you're telling me Davion Smith made chicken bleep out of chicken salad? That's not the one I was looking for either. Another one. My mother brought chicken salad to the family picnic once. It was the last time she came.
There you go.
Why the anti-chicken salad rhetoric?
Well, because I blame the USFL. You got to serve a food that most people like. If you're only going to offer one option, which apparently they're doing, one option, you good with the chicken salad, Davion, then you might want to make it something that people like.
Well, I will say this.
Yes.
Ticket Texter writes, it likely had grapes in it. Do not be putting grapes into my chicken salad. And I don't understand why that's allowed, even, to be honest with you.
That person should be fired.
Yeah, some people put like cherries in.
Yeah, see, this is disgusting.
No, I know.
How about this ticket text, Woj? This is exactly why I love listening to your program. You guys are not afraid to tackle the big issues. # Pizzagate. I would agree.
Yeah, you think anybody else would talk about this?
No,
you know why?
We're courageous.
You know why? Because they're soft. Our old buddy Paul in Shelby Township, he's right on this. I learned a long time ago, you do not question the lunch ladies. You take your Hungarian goulash and you like it. All right. I love Hungarian goulash. It's like, you know, macaroni with ground beef and like a red sauce and tomato chunks. It's delish.
Okay. I have no experience with goulash or Hungarian goulash for that matter. I'm sure it's great.
Oh, my
God. You know what this is, though?
I can see.
What?
I can see.
Tell me.
What? And I don't buy this, but tell me if it's true, people. Ticket text. Is chicken salad a white person food? We're going to have to leave that up to the afternoon show tomorrow to settle that.
I have no idea.
I'm
a white guy, and I don't like chicken salad.
Why do you not like chicken salad?
So many other things I'd rather eat. Kind of like hot dogs. So many other things I'd rather eat.
Would you allow yourself to get cut from the 97-1 the ticket lineup to
100%.
Avoid chicken salad?
I think so. Like, if Jimmy, our boss, came to me and said, Rieger, chicken salad's not going to be an issue, is it? I'm like, no, yeah, it is. I don't like chicken salad. It's not like he said peanut butter and jelly. It's not like he said mac and cheese. Mm-hmm. It's not like he said something that like people like, hamburgers. Mm-hmm. Like, chicken salad is disgusting.
No, it's not.
Totally disgusting.
That's not where this discussion is going, and I will not allow it. Ticket text, 248-539-9797. I don't know if it was disrespectful or not. But what I do know is I've heard the term chicken salad about 100 more times than I thought I would when I woke up this morning.
Look at that. Kyle, credit the USFL for that. By the way, Woj, before we go to the calls, are you willing to admit, it's April 18th, are you willing to admit that the USFL is destined for failure?
No.
Like, are you, really?
No, as long as there's gambling, and apparently some sites did start with the gambling. And some haven't.
You think this is going to be around for more than 2 years?
I said that, yes.
There's
I'm
no
not
chance.
Like you. I don't flip-flop and change my opinion after one game or one scintilla of evidence. Wait until if I said from the start, the only way it survives is if it is viable on the gambling
sites. The problem
sites.
Is, Woj, very
and,
quickly.
And it hasn't been on all the gambling sites yet.
We'll go to the phones momentarily, but the issue, the problem is, one game for each team, I think, has already been played, and everybody realizes that it sucks, and they have no emotional relation to it. Like, they're not fans. They don't care if Michigan wins or loses. And the only time you're going to watch is for the first game. So I got to believe their audience is going to be cut in half for week two.
No, you're going to watch if you can gamble.
Trust me, this league is going to fail. Can I throw that in there? Would you mind?
Yeah,
I know the
right
chicken
ahead.
Salad topic is very, very
I'm sure people really fight passionately for or against the USFL.
No, because I just think yesterday is a prime example that it will fail. It's a pathetic product. They're putting out stories about a guy choosing chicken salad over pizza.
That's a great
and
story.
Getting cut. Okay, what's going to be next week?
All right, we're getting some evidence.
We heard
back
that
here.
Our halfback didn't like kittens, so we cut him too. And our name is
that's
the Cougars.
Actually fair, probably. No, here we go from Lowe in Southfield. Chicken salad is not a white person thing. I'm black and I love chicken salad.
There you go.
Okay.
All
next
right.
one, Rieger. I'm sorry to do this to you, but we respect our ticket texters, and if they ask a specific question or a statement about one of us, we are required to answer it. Okay.
Yeah.
Ticket text. Rieger would disrespect me all the time. I was a bartender in the Olympia room in the old Joe Louis when Jeff did his post-game show from the booth inside the club.
I remember, yeah. Yeah.
He
what'd
would
he say?
Come up and demand a Diet Coke. Oh. No, please. Oh. No, thank you. Oh. We never charged him. He never tipped.
Oh, see, that might be right. I may have never tipped. But, I mean, it wasn't alcohol. Was I supposed to tip?
You're just sitting there in the Olympia Club room doing the post-game Red Wings show.
Yeah.
And just
sometimes
demanding.
It was like 3 hours long,
they
too.
Wait on you hand and
no,
foot.
No, I went up and said, can I get a Diet Coke?
Please? No.
I
no,
think
please.
I said please. I think I said please.
Unbelievable.
Yeah, no. What's that guy's name? How much money does he want never to tell that story again? That is the worst thing you can call somebody. A bad tipper.
It wasn't even tipper. It was just demanding things and...
Oh, yeah, like who the hell am I to demand anything?
Maybe back then you thought you were a hot
shot. Some schlub walks into the Olympia room. Mm-hmm. Like, I could see myself not tipping just for the mere fact that it wasn't alcohol.
Mm-hmm.
So I might be guilty of that. I'll admit that. Mm-hmm. But I don't remember it 100%. But I'm sorry, sir or madame. I apologize. However, now I'm a great tipper. Like, that person missed out, obviously. Mm. But I'll tip there at 34. Ask people. If you've ever waited on Jeff Rieger or the Rieger family.
You really want to do this.
You get tipped. I tip well. Absolutely. I'm not stony. I'm not afraid.
You really want to do this.
I mean, people, if they're not lying, will admit I go over and above. If it's 20%, I'll give 35%.
Mm-hmm. You have no idea what you have wrought. All right, 248
I'm a good tipper.
539-9797.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.